What impressed me was the fact that there was no compromise, and what she was saying, she put it in such a clear language, and then the voice of commitment, of political commitment, a commitment to the struggle in South Africa. This is what you got.
And I must point out, because a lot of our listeners won't know this, but Ruth First was a white woman. There were lots of white people who were actually opposed to the apartheid struggle. But tell us, in the 1950s, you as a black man involved in that struggle, was that an easy, leap to make for you to join hands?
That was not easy, because the regime was had actually adopted the strategy of divide and rule. And it worked with some of the people who were oppressed. They agreed to be divided. But perhaps I should go back a little bit to tell you also the other thing which impressed me about Ruth First. The South African government had established a system in the prisons. When black people were arrested for petty offenses, the dompas,
the ID that allowed them to move from one part of the country
exactly.
to the other.
You would be arrested for failure to produce the dompas on demand.
All right.
Ruth First exposed this system where people who were arrested in this way were hired out to white farmers.
As unpaid labor.
As unpaid labor. My brother, Daniel, living in Alexander Township, got out of his house one day. The police were there. Pass. And he didn't have it. And he said, "It's there in my bedroom."
And they wouldn't let him fetch
it. They wouldn't let him. "Shall I call my wife to bring the dompas?" No. So he was arrested and he disappeared. But because Ruth exposed this, then we were able to find out where he might have been.
So where was he? On the potato farms in Bethel?
We traced him to Ermelo, to a potato farm in the then Eastern Transvaal.
Right, okay.
And then he was released. He nearly died.
Wow. And she wrote about this.
She wrote about this. She wrote about this and exposed the whole thing. It was a big scandal.
So then, through the process of the struggle against apartheid, you both end up in Mozambique.
I was recruited at Independence in Mozambique because they needed people to go and run the university.
So you were there in 1975. Was she there already?
No, I was there in 76. Then, early January 77, we met for the first time. Then, subsequently, it was arranged that I was transferred from the History Department to the Center of African Studies, which she and a Mozambican, Aquino de Braganza, were just establishing.
I'm so sorry that we have to move the story on a little bit, because Ruth First, of course, was assassinated. She was one of the leaders of the African National Congress and the South African Communist Party that was assassinated by the apartheid regime.
Yes.
Do you remember that day?
I remember that day. Ruth First and Aquino had organized a conference to study social sciences in Southern Africa. During that period, we didn't go to our offices at the center. At the end of the conference, Ruth First was taking friends and some participants to go and show them our offices. And when she got into her office, there was mail, and she saw one which she thought perhaps was agent, and she opened and she was blown up.
Parcel bomb. Was a notorious way in which
the
white South African regime killed
That's
activists.
How she was killed. Uh-huh. Just like that. Bang. Finish.
What would she make of South Africa today, do you think, Ruth First?
This sort of question, you can only speculate. But on the basis of what I think I know of Ruth, I think she will be very, very disappointed. I try to speculate and say, if Ruth was not assassinated and she had come back with all of us, what would she have been doing now? Would she have gone to Parliament? And I said to myself, Parliament, never.
Right, okay. So she would still have been a critical voice.
That is what I think. And I dare say, I think I'm right in this.